何うまい。
もち米がうまい。
It's dinner time in the Sakai household, and four generations sit around a huge table. I'm their guest this evening because I'm here to talk to Richard, who's come close to the epicenter of the earthquake zone, to volunteer his services to local farmers.
I'm doing this thing called HelpX, and I'm basically helping people all over the world. I started off in Canada, then I went to California, and now I'm in Japan, helping out to harvest the rice fields.
For him, it's an entirely new experience.
I've never seen a rice field before in my entire life.
The way the rice is harvested by the Sakai family is the opposite of the highly mechanized way we're used to.
They make it organic. Yeah, it's kind of like a hard work on your back. You have to stand bent over and cut the rice. Then you gather them in bunches and tie them together with another couple of straws of rice. So it's rather hard work to do.
And so the next morning, we all wake at 7 to start harvesting one of the family rice fields.
So basically what you do is that you take this a couple of small bunches of rice, 5 to 10. You gather them together to one big bunch that is like hand size, fit nicely in your hand. Then you pick out a couple of straws.
It's obviously a complicated process, and there's very few people that still do it like this.
I think it's the way it was used to do it, how they traditionally did it. But nowadays I don't even think many Japanese people know how to do this kind of harvest.
Apparently, it's all worth the extra effort.
The reason to why they do it is the rice gets better. Instead of drying the rice up in seconds, it has a natural process of drying up.
The Sakai family are especially grateful. They're hugely dependent on volunteers, but this year 5 groups of people pulled out due to fears over radiation from Fukushima, despite the area being perfectly safe. Now Sakai explained.
We are so shocked everybody cancelled, but Richard come to help us, and we are so happy, and because he is very tough, and he's so smart, so he can understand too easy what we need. So we are very happy, that's why.
For now, continuing the harvest in this labor-intensive, time-honored way is extremely worthwhile.
It's very important to keep continued the traditional working for farming, because if nobody continued, it disappeared the good working, how to do it.
In fact, the rice they produce is something of a luxury, and the family themselves never eat it.
Yes, my rice is very expensive, that because it's too hard work to plant traditional style.
For Richard, helping the Sakais out was a way of doing aid work without breaking his budget.
What I really wanted to do at first was I wanted to volunteer like at the tsunami zone, but the problem was that I couldn't afford the insurance, the accommodation and all that kind of stuff. So instead I found out that HelpX, and I realized that I actually could help people without losing all my money on it.
So not only has he got a unique experience, he's also helped a lot of people along the way.
Luckily, I've also been able to really help people that need it. Like in California, we sent food to starving people. And now soon I'm going to the tsunami zone and help them out for a little bit.
And if you fancy trying something similar, the Sakai family are always looking for volunteers.
Please come to my house to help us.
Tom Wilson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Yamagata, Japan.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.